a documentary by a group of Chilliwack High School students, which will be released next week, highlights the growing cost of living and food while raising awareness of a local food program. Hope Through Struggle. The story of The Pantry looks at the people who use the Chilliwack Salvation Army's daily fresh produce service, and shares their stories of how they ended up there. The 10-month-long project was directed, filmed, edited and produced entirely by a group of G.W. Graham Secondary School students, led by grade 12 student Ayush Sananayaki. It will be premiering on Thursday, July 4th at the Grand Hall in District 1881 as part of a fundraiser for the Salvation Army. Tickets are by donation. When volunteering at the Salvation Army, I was so moved by the stories people would tell me and how much they thanked me for the little things I did for them, Sananayaki said about his experience last summer. I wanted to shine a light on this unseen part of Chilliwack and challenge myself with doing a project of this scale and importance. The Pantry is a place at the Salvation Army where fresh produce and other food is available daily for those in need. When he approached me last fall about making this documentary, I could tell it was a personal conviction for him, said Josh Draheim with the Salvation Army. He genuinely desired to use his gifts to create something that would stir people's hearts and raise awareness for something he was passionate about. The documentary was, at times, a difficult project. Many clients were hostile to the presence of a camera, and for several of the shots, Sananayaki and his film team had to avoid faces. The filming conditions were very challenging, as our clients are sometimes suspicious of the presence of cameras and they are reluctant to be interviewed, so they demonstrated a lot of patience and kindness to overcome these obstacles, Draheim said. One day they filmed for nearly 10 hours. Sananayaki and two other students, Wesley Eagles and Ashley Dykstra, were up at 4 a.m. one morning to ride around in a Salvation Army truck as they filmed staff collecting donations from all the grocery stores around town. Countless hours have been spent late into the night at school, often minutes until the school alarms at 11 p.m., painstakingly editing this documentary, Sananayaki said. But despite the long hours and reluctant subjects, the project was well worth it. Draheim said it was remarkable to watch the team's work on the documentary, and he's hoping people will see the impact The Pantry is having on vulnerable people in Chilliwack. He also hopes the film raises awareness of the challenges and need that comes from The Pantry's growth and pointed out that 4,000 households are fed through the program each month. The people who come to visit The Pantry are frighteningly normal, and I hope that sharing the story of The Pantry reminds us that the people who are struggling in our community are our neighbors and peers, Draheim said. Not enough people know The Pantry even exists, so hopefully this opens doors for more people to come and take advantage of the service or support the program through volunteering or giving. In the film, the students interviewed not just clients, but staff and volunteers as well. The documentary is about 30 minutes in length and has been tightly condensed. Out of the 13 people interviewed, they whittled it down to just 6 for the finished product. Sananayaki said he wanted to shine a light on an unseen population and resource within Chilliwack, and highlight the growing cost of living and the food crisis spreading through Canada. You can't be afraid to talk about current issues, to meet new people, have new experiences, take the next step or be bold. My confidence and growth as a filmmaker has boomed since this documentary's completion. He added that he was part of a team of 10 students who were essential to the creation of the film. In addition to Sananayaki, those students are Hope Chatry, Emma Nielsen, Elise McAlpine, Xander Smith-Pauls, Wesley Eagles, Irene Lee, Ashley Dykstra, Hassan El-Sadawi, and Patricia Graveray. He said other students and teachers helped in smaller roles as well. The hardest part of the project was the overwhelming amount of work that needed to be done from its conceptualization back in August of 2023, to the last tweaks of editing in June, Sananayaki said. It was at points exhausting, while also being an exhilarating reward to see completed. Draheim has already seen the documentary and said it was emotional to watch, and especially hard to hear some of the clients share their stories. It is very difficult to find clients who are willing to open up, so that was powerful, he said. I'm also just very proud of all the hard work Ayush and his crew put into this movie. Hope Through Struggle. The Story of the Pantry will be premiered on Thursday, July 4th at 7 p.m. at the Grand Hall in District 1881, 201-45939 Thunderbird Lane. The film will be followed by a short Q&A with the filmmakers. Tickets are by donation to the Salvation Army and can be purchased at https://www.eventbrite.ca/e/927569093127?AFF=ATDT Creator.